Polls have opened in Italy's general election. It's widely expected that a far-right leader will take control of the country for the first time since the end of World War II. More than 700 people across Russia have been detained after protests against the Kremlin's mobilization of military reservists. Police have cracked down on demonstrators who are opposing the army call-ups. Voting is continuing in referendums in eastern Ukraine. The polls are seen as part of Moscow's push to annex four regions there. Reports indicate that armed men have gone door to door to get people to vote. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov defended the referendums at the UN General Assembly.
The referendums are being conducted based on decisions by local administrations. The conditions of those referendums have been published, and following the referendums, Russia, of course, will respect the expression of the will of those people who, for many long years, have been suffering the abuses of the neo-Nazi regime.
The Iranian president says protests against the government must be confronted decisively. There have been widespread demonstrations after the death of a 22-year-old woman in custody last week. Mahsa Amini was detained by the so-called morality police for allegedly violating headscarf rules. Dozens have died in the unrest. Right-wing ultra-nationalist Israelis are entering the Al-Aqsa compound in occupied East Jerusalem to celebrate the Jewish New Year. They will only be allowed into the compound within certain periods on Sunday. Muslim holy site is a flashpoint between Palestinians and Israelis. Funerals have been held for some of the 94 people who died when their boat sank off the coast of Syria. It was carrying them from Lebanon to Europe. Most of them were fleeing Lebanon to escape the country's economic crisis. South Korea and Japan say North Korea has fired a short-range ballistic missile towards the Sea of Japan. It comes 2 days after a nuclear-powered U.S. aircraft carrier arrived in South Korea for joint drills. Hundreds of thousands of Canadians have been left without power after Storm Fiona hit the East Coast. Homes were washed away by the storm on Saturday. It started as a hurricane in the Caribbean.